President Donald Trump is one step closer to making America the cryptocurrency capital of the world. Over the weekend, he shed a little light on his plans for a crypto reserve. The U.S. already has crypto in its reserves, and so do a number of other nations. So before we get there, here's where we are. The president posted to Truth Social, "A U.S. crypto reserve will elevate this critical industry after years of corrupt attacks by the Biden administration," which is why my executive order on digital assets directed the presidential working group to move forward on a crypto strategic reserve. In that same post, he reiterated a promise made on the campaign trail in July at Bitcoin 2024. As far as what tokens will be involved in the crypto reserve, Trump initially said it would include Ripple, Solana, and Cardano. He later added, obviously, BTC and ETH as other valuable cryptocurrencies will be the heart of the reserve. I also love Bitcoin and Ethereum. Coinbase co-founder Brian Armstrong thinks the reserve would be stronger with just Bitcoin. The U.S. government currently holds quite a bit of crypto, mostly seized from criminal activity. Trump said, quote, "But for too long, our government has violated the cardinal rule that every Bitcoiner knows by heart. Never sell your Bitcoin. It will be the policy of my administration, United States of America, to keep 100% of all the Bitcoin the U.S. government currently holds or acquires into the future. We'll keep 100%. I hope you do well, please. This will serve, in effect, as the core of the strategic national Bitcoin stockpile," end quote. The government currently holds somewhere around 200,000 Bitcoin, according to Arkham Intelligence. That would put its value around $16 billion, depending on price fluctuations. Meanwhile, it holds around 56,000 Ethereum, which is worth around $116 million. The U.S. isn't alone in holding cryptocurrency. China at one time held just about as much Bitcoin as the U.S., but way outpaced the U.S. on its holdings of Ethereum. That cryptocurrency was seized as part of the Plus Token scam. It's hard to know exactly what a nation holds if it isn't disclosing that data. China is believed to have sold 20 billion in Bitcoin this year. The UK seized more than 61,000 Bitcoin early last year from an investment fraud situation. There are other countries with holdings as well, but I did just want to make mention of El Salvador, which holds just over 6,000 Bitcoin. El Salvador is more significant since it made Bitcoin legal tender in 2021. But the nation recently amended that law not to require all merchants to accept the digital asset. The change was made to secure funding from the International Monetary Fund. Back to the U.S. news of a crypto reserve was music to the ears of crypto enthusiasts. Since reaching all-time highs above 100,000 in early February, the price of Bitcoin plunged nearly 20%. Over the weekend, it recouped more than 15% of those losses, but lost most of it again to start the week. Ethereum saw a similar spike. The president has been very active in his support for the crypto community and industry since re-entering the White House. In the first days following his inauguration, Trump established a working group on crypto to be led by the White House's AI and cryptocurrency czar, David Sacks. Part of that working group was to look into creating a national crypto stockpile. It will also propose a regulatory framework for the industry. In February, Sacks said he was already working with lawmakers on the latter. Meanwhile, the Trump administration will hold a crypto industry summit on Friday. According to the Office of Communications, attendees will include prominent founders, CEOs, and investors from the crypto industry, as well as members of the president's working group on digital assets. President Trump's policy vision represents a new era for digital financial technology. The administration is committed to providing a clear regulatory framework, enabling innovation, and protecting economic liberty. Sacks will chair the summit in his role as crypto czar.